It's coming up to 13 minutes past seven. MPs will be asked today to approve new emergency powers for the police and for the government, unimaginable just a few weeks ago. The coronavirus bill, which has 329 pages, is being rushed through both houses of parliament in a matter of days. But a cross-party group of senior MPs say the powers should have a strict time limit on them. Amongst them, David Davis, the former Brexit secretary, Conservative MP, who joins us now. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Why do you think it's so important not just to review these powers every few months, but actually to have them run out, to expire?
Well, because, as you just said, it's an over 300-page bill. It's incredible reach in it. I mean, you know, you could actually have a single doctor section, you all sorts of things like that built into it. All understandable, given the size of the emergency. But, you know, at the moment, the science is uncertain, the economics are unknown, the social impact of what's going on is completely unimaginable. We are going to have made mistakes in this bill, undoubtedly. And it's written in 5 days, going to be cleared in a day. So what I'm saying to the government is, look, end it in 1 year. If at 9 months you need the second year, then use all the knowledge, all the experience you got in the next 9 months to write a proper bill, put it through Parliament properly, and actually get decent law that won't have problems built into it.
But the Labour front bench say, why don't you just review it? Review it every 6 months, renew it every 6 months.
Those of us have been around in Parliament for a while know how this works. What happens is it comes along for 1 day, and again, you've got a 300-page bill being looked at on 1 day. You have a 1 day debate, and it's take it or leave it. It turns into a rubber stamp. What we really need is once we've bottomed out some of the issues we're dealing with, and of course the government's dealing with uncertainties every single day, then on the basis of knowledge, on the basis of a properly considered bill, put it through the House properly at month 9, and then by month 12, if you need another bill, you've got one which is properly written and it's right, not the best guess at the time, it's actually the right bill.
Now last week the government were asked whether they couldn't use existing powers, what's called the Civil Contingencies Act, which was drawn up when the Blair government discovered they didn't have as many powers as they wanted to deal with the tanker dispute. Do you think ministers are right to say, as they did in the House, they couldn't use that act?
Well, no, they just are wrong. I mean, I actually asked the Speaker to provide Speaker's Counsel advice. Speaker's Counsel is pretty much the most senior lawyer we have that can give this sort of advice. He's impartial, he's authoritative, and so on. And he wrote to Speaker, and what he said, and this is from Mr. Daniel Greenberg, who I think has been on your programme once or twice, he said, the 2004 Act, brackets, which I wrote, close brackets, including the power to make emergency provision under Part 2, is clearly capable of being applied to take measures in relation to the coronavirus. In essence, that what the government's claimed is not right.
So now, Jacob Rees-Mogg said in the House of Commons, this power could not be used, and you're saying the top lawyer in the House of Commons says not true.
Not true. I mean, you know, Jacob is no doubt reading out his brief. I don't think Jacob's deliberately misleading us. But the simple truth is Whitehall's line on this is simply not the case. As it stands, we're already using emergency powers. We're using emergency powers under the Public Health Act, the 1984 Public Health Act, which was designed for epidemics. We could use the Civil Contingencies Act at the drop of a hat. The difficulty from the government's point of view, I think, is they've got to come back to Parliament and explain what they're doing as they're doing it.
Just a quick last one,
Maybe they don't want to do that. Yeah.
Bit short of time for you this morning, but quick last one.
Of course,
if there were new powers to lock down, in inverted commas, to say to people, not we're advising you not to be out in the streets, we're telling you not, and we'll take greater powers, would you, as a civil libertarian, someone who, after all, resigned your seat some years ago over the issue of civil liberties, would you back the government?
Yeah, if they came to Parliament and said, yes, this is why we're doing it, and if it's the science requires it and the epidemic requires it. Look, this is a real issue. The sorts of arguments we've had in the last 20 years over terrorism, total number of deaths in the UK in a decade is about two or 300. We're having that already in this thing. So there's clearly an emergency here, but the government's got to be open with us. It's got to tell us the truth. It's got to come to Parliament from time to time and say, this is why we're doing this. That's why we're here, after all, and then I'll support them.
David Davis, thank you.